From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There's been an explosion at an Afghan military base. There are conflicting reports of casualties, but the Associated Press says at least 2 civilians are dead and at least 18 people wounded. The blast happened at the base in the capital of Paktia province in southeastern Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman is claiming responsibility, saying it was a suicide attack. NATO is not commenting, saying only that there has been an incident at the base. Former South African President Thabo Mbeki has arrived in the West African country of Ivory Coast. He's there on behalf of the African Union to help mediate a crisis over who won last weekend's presidential election. NPR's Ophibia Quist-Arkton reports that he'll be shuttling between two men who both claim to be president.
Thabo Mbeki flies into Ivory Coast to help negotiate the fallout from an election that was meant to unify the country and end a decade of conflict but looks likely to worsen it. The former South African leader was involved in earlier efforts to mediate between the rival political camps. Incumbent Laurent Gbagbo was sworn in as president Saturday, despite the Electoral Commission declaring that his opposition challenger Alassane Ouattara won the vote. The UN has taken the unusual step of refusing to recognize Gbagbo and endorsing Ouattara, who has submitted a rival presidential oath of office. Gbagbo has denounced foreign interference in Ivory Coast affairs and warned against outsiders becoming involved in what he says is an internal matter. Ophibia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abidjan.
Iran says it's taken another step toward nuclear self-sufficiency. Iran's nuclear chief says scientists have delivered the first domestically produced raw uranium to a facility that starts the nuclear fuel production process. Iran previously used what's known as yellow cake it bought from South Africa in the 1970s. The announcement comes a day before world powers meet with Iranian officials in Geneva. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she hopes the talks will bring constructive engagement on Iran's nuclear program. Iran insists that its right to enrich uranium is non-negotiable, as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Geneva.
2 days of nuclear talks are due to begin here on Monday. Speaking at a security conference in Bahrain, Secretary Clinton said the Obama administration is still committed to its offer of dialogue, but Iran's right to nuclear energy comes with the responsibility to convince the international community that it is not also seeking nuclear weapons. Iran's lead negotiator has said he welcomes the resumption of talks, but insists that the international negotiators must give up what he calls the wrong path, a reference to sanctions and pressure aimed at resolving the nuclear issue. Separately, Iran's intelligence chief accused the UN nuclear watchdog agency of sending foreign spies along with inspectors to Iranian nuclear sites. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Geneva.
And you're listening to NPR News. In Pakistan, arrest warrants have been issued for 2 police officials accused of negligence in the assassination of former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. They're accused of failing to provide adequate security for Bhutto and cleaning the crime scene before evidence could be collected. Bhutto was killed in 2007, just weeks after returning from self-imposed exile. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Oman. He arrived there today to meet with leaders about tension with Iran and the terror threat in Yemen. Oman has served as an intermediary in negotiations with Iran, including successful talks in October that led to the release of an American hiker held for more than a year. The International Organization for Migration reports increasing numbers of migrants deported by Saudi Arabia are dying on the Yemeni-Saudi border. From Geneva, Lisa Schlein reports the IOM says about 30 migrants from the Horn of Africa have died in recent weeks.
IOM spokeswoman Gemini Pandya says an increasing number of migrants are being deported from Saudi Arabia and dumped at the border with Yemen. She says they are stranded in the northern Yemeni town of Harat with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
They are living out in the open. They have no food. They end up surviving on whatever scraps of food they can find. They're often severely dehydrated, and there are no facilities at Harad for them.
The migrants, who are mainly from Ethiopia, Somalia, or Sudan, undertake the perilous journey across the Gulf of Aden to Yemen, hoping to find work in the neighboring Gulf states. IOM is assisting 2,000 of the most vulnerable to return home. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.